right, so here we are again, Positive Herpes Podcast on a fermented Friday. As always, joined by my lovely neighbor, and we got into this argument earlier, also friend, Megan. And joining us this week, we also have another good friend of mine named Dean. And, Dean, what's up? How'd we meet?
Bowling, man. Bowling.
Started off as rivals, then became teammates, and one of the few bowlers that challenges me, giving me advice, telling me how to perfect my throw, or I don't know what you call that, but yeah, it's good times. So, stupid question, but I also asked Megan this a while ago. What got you into liking beer?
Man. Well, first of all, I like to have a buzz, so that's A1 right there, but I don't know. My dad's a beer drinker, big IPA guy, and so...
How perfect. So we've been doing IPAs. This is our fourth week of IPA. We figured every 4 weeks, we'll start off with a new type of beer, and this is the one that rounds off the IPA.
Right on.
And I'll let you announce it. What are we drinking today?
All right, so we are going with a Knee Deep Brewing Company triple IPA, Simtra. And yeah, it's looking pretty tasty.
Pretty tasty, pretty chilled. They just came out the freezer. And I'm going to give just the website's quick description, and then we're going to play a game. So Simtra triple IPA delivers a punch in the face with its very danky hop aroma derived from Simcoe and Citra hops. You wanted more hops? You got them.
I wanted them.
So the game we're going to play today is called Jenga. If anyone's unfamiliar with the game...
You're an idiot.
You're... basically, it's a tower made out of wooden blocks. And we have a die here. It's a six-sided die. And it's going to determine which color wooden tile that we're going to be pulling from the tower and placing back on top. And... I feel like there was one thing I should... Okay, so the one thing I should mention is the color of the tiles. We have blue, yellow, and red. How we're going to incorporate drinking into Jenga is if you pull a blue tile, you're going to drink a quick sip off of your beer, place the tile. If you pull a yellow tile, you're going to take like a 1 second chug out of your beer.
And then swig.
Big swig. And then if you pull a red tile... You're going to do like a 2-3
double swig.
Double swig. Yeah, for danger. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off. Oh, wait, before we do that, let's crack these bad boys open. Dean, you've got the...
The tool.
All right.
One really cool thing about Dean is he's an international man of mystery. Once in a while, he's here in town. Once in a while, he's in other countries doing international man of mystery stuff. Sure.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Well, where have you been stationed recently?
Leon, Mexico.
Rad, our brothers to the south.
Yep.
Hey, I'm gonna do this.
Real quick. Wait. Cheers.
Oh, okay.
Cheers. Salud.
Yes.
So delicious. Dean, what are your thoughts?
Hoppy goodness. Recommended. I always like IPAs when they're nice and cold, so we did this right.
Yeah.
Megan?
One of my faves. It's up there. Had it several times. Kind of pricey, so not too often, but often
yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, it's a bit pricey. Again, we've all had this beer. It's the first beer on the Fermented Friday that we are not trying for the first time, but we figured it's week 4 of our IPA stint, and might as well go with a favorite. Might as well go big or go home.
End in strong.
End in strong, exactly. All right, so I'm going to do the first roll of the Jenga die. I got a yellow.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
What's a... ding, ding, ding. All right.
I see you rolled and drink.
Rolled and drink. Let's fuck ourselves up for this.
You're foaming over there. Oh, that's good.
One down.
Success.
All right. Success. Me next?
You next. Wild.
Wild. What's that mean?
So you a wild, right? Yeah, a wild, you can choose whichever color you want.
All right, I kind of want to drink, so I'm going yellow.
Okay.
I think that was more than a second long chug, but whatevs.
Okay. All right, so to clarify, okay, I thought die was plural, so are we calling this a dice, or is this die?
I guess it is a dice, yeah.
Is it a dice? I think it's a die.
It's a die, even singular, right?
Yeah.
Die. All right, die.
Reverse. So what do I do? It goes back to you?
You can drink if you want.
Yeah, of course.
And then that's back to Megan.
Man, I should have went with blue. Oh my god, any two. All right, well, I'm trying to go two blue then. Well, does that mean I have to do two
pick,
spells?
Yeah, pick your...
I'll try two blue.
Okay.
Oh, and if we lose, we have to chug the rest of our beers.
Yeah,
so.
If you knock the tower over, you're chugging your beer.
And we're kind of on a rugged surface, so that'll be happening fairly soon, I believe.
Or at least like a 6 second chug. Let's do that, because we're still really early in the game.
Oh, man, none of these fuckers are loose.
Loosies?
All right. Yeah. Oh, man. I had too much coffee. I've been trying to settle down, and it's...
Megan's hands are shaking so much because of the coffee content.
Oh, there we go. I got this, I think.
Do you want to get up and, like, move around?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Top's getting wobbly.
Uh-oh.
Coop.
All right. Nate's turn. Wild. All right, I'll be the badass and go for a red.
Oh, God.
So this is a long chug.
Mm-hmm. And this is an 11.25% alcohol, so we're going to be getting pretty tipsy here pretty quick.
Nice plug. I forgot to bring it up.
Yeah, you did. All right. We're drinking 22 ounces, so...
Well, on the note of the size of the beer we're drinking, Dean, why don't you go ahead and tell us, what sizes do Simtras come in?
Right on. So the options for Simtra, the triple IPA, are the 22-ounce bottles, which we have here. We got a 5.16-gallon keg and a 15.5. So I think that's the tall, skinny keg and then the pony keg.
Basically, you can't get a smaller Simtra than a 22-ounce. You're either going or you're going home.
Be prepared to be plastered.
Oh, man. Well, I successfully put my red tile on top.
Oh, now we're reversing.
Now it's Dean's turn.
Right on. Okay, and...
You got a yellow.
You don't have to worry about the words, just the color.
Got it. Okay, so yellow.
These are so nice.
Yeah, they got the hop flavor. They got a little citrus in them. For anyone who's heard previous podcast, I do like a little citrus in my beer. Gives it that refresh, especially like on a hot day. It's not too hot today, but...
Well, it's also 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not even, it's not really midday yet either, really. But,
oh, that's me.
All right, let's give another factoid while Megan rolls. Simtras have a light orange color. On the SRM scale, it doesn't give a number, but it's a light orange, so I would guess somewhere around 15. If I had to guess.
Wait, what's the scale? I forget.
The standard reference method?
No, but what's the highest?
40 is the highest, and that would be like a Guinness, a dark black.
Well, this
black
is probably...
beer.
What was the last one?
It was, the last one we drank was, I think it was a 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is probably a little bit lighter colored. All right, well, I got a blue.
Megan got blue.
Again.
And she didn't drink.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're going with the glass.
Just to see and check out the color.
Oh, it's actually, it's pretty light.
So it's literally maybe just a shade darker than a Coors, which is kind of interesting because...
It almost looks like a lager because it's...
Oh, man.
It's got that strong IPA flavor.
Oh, Megan went for the difficult blue.
Me. No, this is the easiest blue. Oh, shit. Can I put it back?
Stuff that back in.
You're good. You're good.
Stuff that back in.
All right, we're going middle.
Oh, man. This game. I haven't played it.
This is leaning so bad.
You left
like
it on the
it?
You left it on that side. You should run over here. There you go.
Can I like straighten it out? Is that against
me? I have no idea. Let's straighten it out.
I don't know.
It's
yeah,
I mean it's
I
leaning
so
pretty hard.
Bad.
Okay.
So I wanna before we get too far in, before this tower falls over, I wanna thank you, Megan. I wanna thank you, Dean. I haven't played Jenga in like well over 10 years. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when you add drinking into it.
I think, like, my last time playing Jenga was, like, Truth or Dare Jenga in, like, 7th grade. It's like, you have to, like, hug the person next to you, and if it's a boy, you're like, oh my god.
There's so many different ways to play Jenga other than the rules that were included.
Alright, I got it mid.
I think it's Nate's turn, isn't it?
No, it's Dean's.
Oh.
So Dean rolled a red, and it's a hard chug.
Hard chug.
Or just finish that glass right there, or most of it.
Yikes.
Alright.
They're all difficult. Any more facts?
Slide, slippity slide. Good call, Megan. Were you reading my mind?
I think so.
So we got one fact left. You already mentioned the bitterness. Oh, you also mentioned the alcohol. Why don't you just repeat those, the bitter and alcohol? All
right, so we got 131 IBUs, which is, I think, the highest we've had. And then we got...
Definitely the highest we've had.
Yeah. And 11.25% alcohol, which is kind of insane.
Yeah, so we I don't know about Dean, Megan and I have not eaten breakfast yet.
No,
we've already had a beer. Well, I've had a beer. Nate's had a shot.
Beer for breakfast. Well, we don't need to tell them our history.
What's our history?
That you've had a beer and I've had a shot. Now that it's mentioned twice, we really don't need to mention
it. Okay,
but yeah, so those are all the facts for Simtra. We're on the kneedeepbrewing.com website as far as what they feel like offering, and that's about it.
And hey, label wise.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Megan works in label printing, and yeah, this is a really good label. Do you want to describe it real quick?
Yeah, so it's like a darker beige color with a bunch of green stuff. And then we got three little hops at the bottom, which look like they're out of registration for those of you who know what that means.
Basically, it looks like. One of those three-dimensional pictures that you need the 3D goggles for.
And you don't have the goggles on.
Yeah, and you don't have the goggles on.
It's nice, though. It's unique and basic. It's just good, easy, simple.
Yeah, nice. Well, I think the green and the beige kind of go with the brown of the bottle. Mm-hmm. It works out.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
I really like how the lettering, the wording on the label is, it's almost... perfectly horizontal, but it's got like a slight up tilt. As you read it, it goes, it elevates, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Just kind of go up on the right hand side. I was thinking, so not meant, on the label says not meant for aging. Enjoy this triple fresh. So I think.
We did the right thing by not aging it?
I think so.
If anything, we halted the aging process by throwing it in the freezer.
Yeah.
There you go. Nate's turn. Wild. I'm going to be a badass again and go for the red.
Man, you're nuts.
Well, I'm also, like, somehow, like, less into my beer as you guys.
Now I feel like I have to catch up.
I got to pace myself here.
Yeah, you're pretty far in that.
Tap, little tap.
Little tap, tap.
Row. I think you can touch it. I think you're good. You're good. Put it back in there.
That's what she said.
Put it back in there.
Ooh.
I got a red. Oh, hey, you didn't drink, by the way.
No, I totally drank.
Did you? You did. Never
and you
mind.
Caught up.
That was a good shot, though.
Yeah.
That was a good try.
Nice try.
Drink yeah. Maybe down here, he'll fall for that one.
I don't know. I'm buzzing. Pretty good right now. All right, so I got a red.
That's
so
a good one.
I did a baby chug, so I'll do another.
Two babies.
Oh, man. Drinking right. Games. I've never played Jenga as a drinking game.
Yeah, right.
I'm just, like, fingering this out of here.
Fingering the Jenga?
Right finger now?
Away.
Cool. We're kind of leaning again.
Just on a side note, you guys, I haven't mentioned this before, but once in a while I look at my stats, and Wichita, Kansas has just about as many listens as the entire Bay Area. Get on it, Bay. I live here.
Come on, Bay Area.
I got you. I'm subscribed.
Let's pull our weight.
Tuesdays and Fridays, bitch.
Da, 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 da.
Oh.
We're this, all rolling reds.
Yeah, this die is really out to get us drunk.
I mean, we're going to get there either way, so. I don't think it's just rushing the process. We still got half a beer to go. We're okay.
Yeah, so for those of you at home, we're already 12 ounces into the Simtra in a matter of 15 minutes.
We're getting kind of giggly already.
Oh, shit. All right.
At least I haven't been saying definitely that much.
Too late.
First definitely. Episode, I said definitely like 6 times.
Definitely. You definitely said definitely. Oh, man. Let's see what else is going on. Dean, how's your week been?
Oh, good, man. Good. Getting ready to go out on another international spy mission.
Nate got another red. He's disgusted. Spy mission? Where's your spy mission to?
I'm Mexico? Going back to Mexico. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really talk much about what's been going on.
But don't worry about it. I mean, the only person who's allowed to talk about their international spy adventures is Archer from the cartoon Archer.
Archer. Yeah.
Because apparently, that's his gimmick. He's an international secret agent spy who tells everyone that he's an international secret agent spy. If you haven't seen the cartoon Archer, Megan doesn't like it, but it's an amazing cartoon.
Have I watched it?
You've watched 5.
Oh, is that the one that the graphics are super fucking weird? Like, everybody has really blocky faces?
It looks like, what's that, like, detective, like, Dick Tracy. It looks like Dick Tracy style cartoon work.
Yeah, I don't like the cartoons. Like, I couldn't even get into the show.
Because of the artwork. So, I do like the artwork, but I also grew up on Dick Tracy. It's really awesome. Oh, by the way, I got a red. Didn't drink, but I successfully pulled the red tile.
Is it my turn now?
It's Megan's turn, and I'm going
to
drink.
Yeah, you were trying to confuse us here, dude.
We got all reds at the top there. We got like 5 reds in a row.
Wild.
All right, I'm going to go blue.
Please.
I feel like I'm...
Well, there's no more reds.
Too quickly?
Yeah, there's
right.
No more. You pull, if
we
you,
got yellow and blue, that's it.
We're at the point now where if anybody pulls a red, it's pretty much going to fall over.
Yeah. All right, so this is the only one left in the middle, I think.
Tap on it. Give it a little knock.
I mean, I'm scared that
no. This
is going to topple.
I feel like some of these bricks are smaller than the other ones, and some of them are bigger than the other ones,
like
because...
Good choice.
Some of these tiles just pull out so easily, and then some of the other tiles just have...
Oh, and this is getting weird right now, because I just pulled out an end, so...
Side one. Okay.
Yeah, somebody's gotta level that out.
Some bitch.
Dean just rolled any 2, so he's gotta pull 2 tiles.
I'm guessing blues?
And drink
first.
Well,
you don't really... Yeah, you're kind of fucked on everything.
What are you...
Oh, I gotta decide.
What are you gonna pull, Dean?
I'm going to go for this blue right here, and then I'm going to go for that red.
All right, so do a small sip.
Yeah.
Small sip for the blue.
He's going to be done with this beer, like, way before us.
Oh, you're doing both drinks up front?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, no, that's fine. I mean...
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty cozy.
Oh!
At least if you topple it over, you don't have as much to drink as us.
I don't know if that blue is going to go down.
Yeah, this is tricky. Maybe this end blue right here, because it'll even out this end.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe not.
Try to go both ways. Go back the other way. Kind of straighten it out. What
if
are you going
this,
for? Blue and red?
Yeah, blue and red. I thought I had 2. I thought I had 1.
Yeah, some of them are really tight in
How
there.
About a yellow? Can I trade up?
Yeah, trade up.
Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
You drank enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you pre-drink, I think that's okay.
I think as long as you get... Ooh. Damn. This is getting weird.
Jenga. Megan, what about you? How's your week been?
Exhausting. I got a new couch yesterday.
It looks awesome, by the way. The new couch.
It's so comfortable. My Zelda fucking I have a little pit.
Zelda's a pit mix.
Brindle pit mix, yeah. She she, like, as soon as we got it in there, she just, like, sank into the couch and just fell asleep. Was there for hours. We got a laser pointer.
And Link is a chihuahua.
Link's just been tripping balls on that.
Just like a kitty cat.
Uh-oh. Oh, dude, uh-oh. Go for another one.
Uh-oh.
You got uh-oh. No luck there. Yeah, you can straighten it out.
Oh, man.
Son of a gun. Yeah, this is so jank. It's so Jenga.
It's so Jenga.
Okay, does one have to be completely covered? Or can I just
yeah, go for that. Go
yeah,
for
do it.
I say as long as there's a full row of three, you can pull from that row.
As long as it's not on the top. We're good. Cool.
There you go.
Coop.
that was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, man.
My palms are sweaty. Do you want to drink again?
I think I'm going to wait until the next one just
probably
to...
probably a good idea.
Yeah. Keep it...
Nate rolled a yellow.
Oh, you're fucked. I think he tried to go for that one. What about that one? There you
go. That one's tough.
There's all right, now I'm calling you out for not drinking.
All right.
I got a reverse. Nate.
Nate's turn again. Blue.
Small sip.
So all of the blues are on the end.
You got a middle one right there.
That particular middle one.
Yeah, that's the hard one. Huh?
It's the hard one.
Yeah, some of these are super stuck. Huh?
There's a lot of weight sitting on the.
We're leaning super hard. Yeah,
basically, every middle piece is already out of play.
Except for the one blue that is a nightmare.
Someone, tell our listeners what I'm doing right now. I'm
trying to shimmy out one of the blue Jenga cubes from the top, and I don't know if that's going to work.
There you go. Place it. Ah, shit. All right.
Made it.
I'm fucked. Next time I go, I'm going to knock this shit over. For failure. And I really don't want to drink... all of this. Ah, another reverse. Nate's third turn in a row. Can you tell we're drunk yet?
Fermented Friday.
Dude, I was super drunk last week. All
right, I got another blue.
There's no good place to go right now, I don't think. You're screwed, dude. Try to maybe if you no.
You got the leaning
I mean, you
tower
really can't.
Of Jenga going here.
Just fucking all right. Fuck the die.
This is what's gonna
fuck
happen.
Fuck the die. We'll do die to drink. That's how much you drink. But go for anything right now. We're fucking ourselves over.
We've built this tower almost double of what it started off as, and thanks to Megan creating new rules mid game. I'm going to pick this red piece.
I was thinking go for the yellow so it maybe leans back over.
It's going to go.
That was really quick. I just pulled that piece like it's like supersonic speed.
Well, because there's no weight on that side. Everything is
oh, my God.
There.
This game is insane.
All right. Is it my turn?
No, I have to drink.
And then is it my turn?
Megan's turn.
Alright, I got a wild, so that's cool, based on our rules right now.
You should get this red over here.
Fuck no.
That
fuck you.
That's not gonna happen.
Fuck you.
That is not happening.
You're a dick.
At all.
Oh, wow, you just, like, pulled that piece right out.
Whew! Alright, have fun.
Shit, I know.
I think aside from last week, this is the drunkest I've
been. Oh, yeah, we're not rolling.
For Fermented Fridays.
Last yeah, so
week we were day drinking.
Yeah, last week we were drinking all day and then did Fermented Friday. This week, at least it's the first beer of the day. So as you can tell,
second if, for me. Oh
anyway,
shit, dude, I gotta catch up.
Anyway, yeah. Normally we just do Fermented Friday as the first drink of the day, so that we're not like belligerent. This Simtra, yeah. If you couldn't tell, this Simtra is getting us quite on the belligerent scale.
I wouldn't say belligerent.
Oh, almost.
Really?
No. But almost.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm, like, way behind you. How did you... You were, like...
Because I had three turns in a row.
Fair enough. Oh, don't do it. Dude, don't do it. Come on.
There's no other options. Like, literally, think about what I'm dealing with here. There's no other options. I mean, I could
get
this.
What about side?
I mean,
it's a red. He has to do a red.
Oh no, we got rid of that game. We got rid of that thing.
That's right. That's right.
There's no other options. Man.
I wish I could do this at a bar. Then everybody would just, like, be laughing at us. Yeah. Oh my god, fuck you, dude.
So, Dean just pulled an amazing fucking move. I'm gonna take a picture of the Jenga Tower just so everyone can see where we're at.
With these beers?
Yeah. Everyone put your beer in the picture.
Beer picture.
I don't know if you want to be in the picture or not. Oh, you do. Cool.
Peace, really?
Wait, another one.
Love, peace, chicken grease.
What's wrong with the peace sign, Megan?
I don't know. I mean, it just kind of looks stupid.
Shut your mouth. I throw the deuces up all the time.
I mean, so do I, but like, picture
wise. Wow.
It's like my main go-to is the peace sign most of the time.
For pictures?
Yeah.
I do the double thumbs up. Oh, Costco photo. We should post this.
Megan's digging through her purse because she's a girl. She has a purse.
And you get a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
We're looking at her Costco ID card.
Double thumbs up.
The double thumb.
That doesn't even look like you.
Well, it's black and white.
The only thing that looks like you is your thumbs.
Do you like my thumbs? They're pretty nice.
Wait, give me a thumbs up. Okay. Megan does not have hitchhiker thumbs.
No, I don't. I can't make him go past that.
I have an ex who has hitchhiker thumbs, and when she gives a thumbs up, it's like her thumb is at a 90 degree angle.
You can, like, balance a wine glass on it?
Yeah, literally, she can, exactly.
None of us have it. We're all super lame. I think his is worse than mine. Oh, no.
What do you mean worse? Are you judging people like, based on their physical capabilities?
Less hitchhikery than mine.
Nate's turn.
Is it your turn?
I got a yellow.
It doesn't matter anymore. Oh, you just whatever. Have to drink based on that.
Why didn't they make the color on the die the same color as the Jenga cubes? They made it like orange.
Yeah.
Like, I know, and the blue is like black.
Yeah.
The red looks pretty good.
So the yellow on the die is like a gold, whereas the blocks look like yellow.
Just doesn't make sense.
The blue looks almost black. I don't know.
Dude, I don't know if you're going to make it through this one. I'm going to be honest.
I think I'm about to have to chug my beer.
Well, you have nothing left, so if anybody's gonna do it. Oh, fuck. Dude, I'm gonna kill myself. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the radio, huh?
Don't do it. Everyone's gonna call.
Oh me. My god, I hate you so much.
Nate.
Fuck you.
For the win.
Alright. I have the most beer left, and...
Wow.
I'm not doing that. I got any two. I'm not doing it. I'm doing one.
We have to.
I'm doing
one. Megan got any two.
No, I'm not doing it.
She's going to pull. Really?
I want to level it back out.
That's not the way to do it.
It's not going
to
happen. There's no way at this point.
Oh, god damn it.
I'm going to make the noise.
And that's. And that's Jenga. So.
Fuck.
Thank you once again for tuning into the Positive Herpes Podcast. I'm Nate Cubs with my neighbor Megan, my good friend Megan, my good friend Dean.
Hola.
We're here drinking the Simtra by Knee Deep Brewing Company. You can find me at Positive Herpes on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook. Everything's at Positive Herpes. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Patreon. If you would like to... Donate to the show and support local podcasting. I'm not gonna, I'm not going to search for...
I'm not going to turn you away.
Yeah. I'm not searching for sponsors. I'm not trying to do that because I feel like nobody wants to listen to commercials. I know I don't like listening to commercials. So, yeah, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/positiveherpes. You can donate there. And until Tuesday, but until Friday, this has been another episode of the Fermented Fridays on the Positive Herpes Podcast. Thank you.
Adios.
Dean, thanks for coming on the show.
Yep. Hasta luego.